I'm here today to tell you that I'm honored and grateful that the Lord has done the transformation that he has. And I know that I'm on a time restraint, so I will share this with you. When I was at Disney, one of the things that I realized, you see, I thought I was there to be a Disney princess. And all the while, it was when I was over in Tokyo, Japan, working for the Disney Corporation, Tokyo Disneyland in Japan, that Billy Graham came to town halfway through my contract. I was 18 years old. I was very lonely. I was away from my family. I had been raised Catholic all of my life, so I had a real good bit of religion, and I didn't know relationship at all. And so when I was there in Tokyo, two of my contract people on cast with me were two little Baptist girls. And they were on cast with me this particular day, and they came to me and they said, "Jennifer, you've got to go with us." I said, "Where are we going?" She said, "We're going to the Tokyo Dome because Billy Graham's preaching." And I just looked over at her, and I remember saying to her, "Why would I want to do that? I was raised up in church. I don't need to go see a preacher." And so she pulled one of those, "Well, then go with me" things. So I went. I went in the pouring rain, jumping three different trains just to get there. And I sat there in the midst of the Tokyo Dome, which I cannot tell you how many hundreds upon thousands of people can be seated in that place. But all I know is he gave an altar call for salvation, and I turned to the girl next to me, and I said, "I think I need to go down there." And I walked down, and I had to find a post in the ground with English written on it so that somebody in my own language in Japan could lead me to the Lord. That's where the Lord kind of put his foot out, if you will, and let me know that he had always been there. I just wasn't ready and prepared to receive it. And now that looking back in my life, I can see so many of the things that the Lord had brought me through and brought me to. It wasn't about me at all, but it was him preparing my heart and just readying me for when the message did come across that I was able to receive it. And when I got to Disney, there were so many things that bombarded my life. I had an eating disorder just to stay perfect or employable by them, or they would send me home. So many of the things that if you were here last night, Danny spoke of with that industry, just being a very tough industry to stay in and to stay employable and to stay perfect at all costs when there just is not a perfection that can be achieved. And so when I was there, I was learning so many things, but not knowing the Lord. Then after I had gotten saved and given my heart to the Lord, God started bringing things back to my remembrance of things that I heard there at Disney that I thought had a lot to do with just Disney, but now I realize it has everything to do with my walk with the Lord, and I want to share one of them with you. I remember the next morning after one of my worst bulimic fits that I had ever had. I wanted to die. I hated myself. I didn't like myself. I was just having such an issue with this perfection being literally measured every other day. I don't know of any woman that wants to be measured every other day, literally, and yelled at that you're going to get sent home. So that's kind of where I was in my life. And I remember I walked in one of the very first days on cast, though, we were given a box. And inside of this box, when we walked into the front doors of the green room, this man, Tommy, who was my supervisor, when we walked into the green room to start work, he handed us a box. And inside of that box, this is what he said to each person that walked through the door. There was about 11 of us girls and 4 or 5 of us guys, actually 4 princes and 2 Peter Pans. So as walking in, Tommy did this. He handed a box to each and every one of us. And these are the words that he said. As he handed each one of us girls a box, he said, "Everything that you need to be what you were called here to be is inside of that box. And if it's not in there, you don't need it." So we would walk in and we would go and we would find the vanity where we would get ready for the next 9 months of our lives, do our hair and our makeup before every show. As every girl walked in, he said the same thing. Inside of this box is everything you need to be you. If it's not in there, you don't need it. Inside this box is everything that you need. And he just went through every time that he handed it to us, that's what he said. So we get down and we find our vanities and we open up these boxes, and inside these boxes were free makeup. Free makeup, the hair bows, the gloves, everything that we would need to complete Cinderella, Snow White, Mary Poppins, Belle, and Sleeping Beauty. And inside of that box was everything that we needed to complete our outfits. So as we sat down at the vanity and we opened up our box, the first thing that we did, if you can imagine 11 girls in a room with free makeup, it got chaotic. So we sat down, we started going through our box, and we started going and trying on our makeup and doing all this. But within 5 minutes, the entire room turned completely chaotic. And Tommy runs into the room, and this is what he said. He said, "What is going on in here?" So, of course, I speak up first, and I looked over at Tommy, and I said, "Well, here's the thing. I've got some things in my box that Kim doesn't have in her box, and Allie over there has got something completely different in her box, and we don't have the same boxes in here at all, and I think that you guys missed some things in my box." He looked at me, as sarcastic as he was a Japanese guy, more American than most of us, and looked straight into my eyes, and this is what he said. He said, "What don't you understand? I told you that everything that you need to be what you were called here to be is inside of that box. And if it ain't in there, you don't need it." You see, at that time in my life, it was only about a cardboard box filled with a bunch of makeup. But as I began in ministry and I began to compare my gifts to other people's, and I started to wonder whether I was really truly called. And God, I have nothing to bring to your table other than a whole lot of pain and heartache and shame. I don't have gifts. I don't have any of these things that people... I don't have a singing voice like Miriam. I don't have the ability to write a song about my shield and my... If she never writes another song, that's the entire reason that she's on this earth, because she wrote that song and it's amazing. You see, I didn't have that gift, and I had a whole lot to bring to God, but it wasn't pretty. And so when I came to God and he reminded me of Tommy, I could hear him. Every time that I would wake up, I would hear something different. And sometimes as I was writing messages, the Lord would give me things. And when he brought this to my remembrance, he said, "Stop comparing your box to everybody else's." He said, "Everything that you need to be the best you that you can possibly be is already inside of you. And if it's not in there, you don't need it." You see, I would say, "God, why didn't you bless me with that singing voice? Do you know what I could do with that thing? Lord, how come you couldn't give me this or give me that?" Oh, come on, some of you did that today. You were listening to the praise and worship and you weren't able to focus on God because you were just thinking about all the gifts that you didn't have instead of all the ones you did have. And so I want to share with you the fact that everything that you need to be the best you that you can possibly be is already inside of you. You see, you're not called to be me, and I'm not called to be you, and I'm not called to be her, and I'm not called to be Sarah. I'm not called to be anybody else but Jennifer Beckham. And I've got to learn to get in this life and to wrap my arms about what I do have and start focusing on what God did give me and stop comparing my box to somebody else's, because we're not all called to the same thing. And if you're here today and you say, "You know what? Well, what about me? I don't have a gift and I don't have a talent. And if I do, it's buried underneath so much junk of shame and sin and pain in my life from the tragedies that have come forth. I have nothing to offer." And that's okay. I'm going to tell you this. At the lowest point in my life, I was literally eating out of garbage cans after I would have a party. I would have a party at my house. All of my friends would leave. I would say that I wasn't eating, knowing all the while that when they left, I was going to eat everything in sight and then go throw it up so I could fit into my costume the next day. I was looking for love in all the wrong places because I hated me. If you've ever stood in a mirror after you ate out of a trash can as a human being, I promise you, you won't like what you see. And at the lowest point in my life, I was eating out of a trash can. I remember a piece of pizza, scraping the cigarette butts off and just eating it right there. I was so bulimic and so obsessed with self that it blinded me to everything. And at the lowest point, I was eating out of trash cans. And I'm going to tell you this. I'm reminded that the prodigal son was also eating out of the pig troughs of his life. He had everything, walked away from it, and ended up at the lowest point in his life. But the Bible says this, that he came to himself. He got up from where he was, he came to himself, and he went back to Daddy and said, "You know what? I've messed up." But the thankful thing is he never had to ever give that speech to his father because his father met him more than halfway. You see, I'm here today to tell you that you may have absolutely nothing to offer God in your box, but tragedy and pain and shame and sin. Maybe you're one that links up to that pornography that Pastor was talking about, and you do that every day of your life, and then you come in here, you put on your pretty suit, and you make it seem like you got everything together. Then you're a lot like me, because I was eating out of pig troughs or trash cans, if you will, and then I was going to put on my pretty little costume and wave at people and pretend like I had it all together. I'm here today to tell you that if you've got a gift and a talent and you're sitting on it, then open up your box and find it and use it. And you know what? If you open up your box and the only thing you have to offer God today is what I had, which is nothing great, then I promise you that this word right here will help you, and I've got to close. The Lord brought me to this scripture, and I go back to it. It's Hebrews 2 and 18. You don't have to turn there, but remember it. It says, "For in that he himself," speaking of Jesus, "has suffered, being tempted, he is able to aid those who are tempted." Also in verse 19, it says that he, by the grace of God, being Jesus, might taste death for everyone. You see, you may have absolutely nothing to offer God but your addiction. You may be here and you have absolutely nothing to offer God but your porn problem. You may be here and you have absolutely nothing to offer God other than loneliness and misery. You may be here today and you may have a gift and a talent inside of you that you've been sitting on for a long time. And I'm here today to tell you that both can be turned in for the glory of God. Because according to the word of God, I knew beyond a shadow of a doubt. I had gone through the hell in my life losing my father from cancer. I know beyond a shadow of a doubt that the things that I went through, the times that I wanted to commit suicide, all of those things that I went through, I knew that according to the word of God, I suffered those things that I might aid others who are being tempted in the same way. Can I tell you that nobody can minister to an alcoholic better than a former alcoholic? Can I tell you that nobody can minister to somebody who's a rape victim better than somebody that's been raped? Can I tell you that there's nobody in here better that can minister to a porn addict than somebody that's been delivered of porn? You see, you may have nothing to offer God other than your junk out of your box, but I promise you that if you'll receive a revelation from the Word of God, you went through those things for a purpose. And if you would get beyond yourself and say, you know what, Lord, whatever I've been through, I have nothing to give but this, and this is all that I've got. I promise you, God will take your junk. He will take the pieces of your life, as Sarah said, and he will put them together and turn your misery into an amazing ministry if you will let him. He will take the pain in your life and he will make purpose from it. He will take your life and he will take the temptations of your life. And he will enable you to be able to go and say, you know what? I know what you're feeling. I know where you've been. The world doesn't want to know if you think there's an answer. They want to be able to look you in the eyes and say, I need to know, is God my answer or not? Because I don't have time to waste. I've tried it all. And you need to be able to say, I know beyond a shadow of a doubt because this is who I was. No more playing that you got it all together. I have no problem saying that I ate out of trash cans because I know that I'm not anymore. I know that I'm not that person anymore. What I did and who I am is completely different. And I'm here today to tell you that if you think that you are an alcoholic, no, that's just what you do. God says you're my child and I love you. And there's nothing that you're doing that is so dirty that you can't come before me. If you're here today and you're saying, you know what? I got nothing in my box but pain. Praise God. Because I can promise you that pain can be turned into an amazing purpose. I promise you that the misery of your life, if you would just get beyond it and let God take you through it and beyond it, I promise you he will bring you back to people just like you that you can walk through and say, I know that Jesus is your answer. I don't think so. I know so. I know beyond a shadow of a doubt. You see, what's inside of your box? Because gone are the days that you start comparing. And don't sit here today and walk out and say, you know what? Maybe I would minister the word, but I just can't talk like that. You are only called to be you. And if you would start looking inside yourself and seeing what is in there and cultivating it and using it for God, I promise you, you would be able to look into somebody else's eyes and be able to say, I've suffered and been tempted, but I know an answer for you. If you're here and you've been sitting on a gift, this church is growing. They need your gift. If you're sitting here today and you've got tragedy from your past, praise God. You've got an addiction, good. Bring it to the altar. Get over it. Get beyond it. Let God walk you through it. And then set yourself up for a ministry in this church underneath the pastors that will be able to minister to the next drug addict that walks through that door, the next porn addict that walks through that door, the next alcoholic that walks through that door, the next person eating out of the pig troughs of life that walks through that door. Because God doesn't need a bunch of people that think they got it all together. He needs you and he needs me. And he needs us to open up the box and find out what it is that we've got inside and not compare it to anybody. Are you being the best person that you could be? Are you the best you that you can be? Because it's all you're called to be. That's all you've got. So you might as well start looking in, because everything that you need is already inside of you. And if it ain't in there, you don't need it. Thank you.